This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Maude Kearns Art Center to visit the 19th annual, I would say, Day of the Dead exhibit. Sandy, you say it much better.
Feliz Dia de los Muertos.
This show goes through November 2nd. There are 27 artists. A pretty good-sized show takes up the whole center.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of bright, spooky things to see.
It is a great place to go on one of these autumnal afternoons when the wind is blowing and the rain's coming down. And you're getting those Halloween-y feelings.
Yeah.
This is not really Halloween.
No.
Day of the Dead celebrates the spirit of the departed. And at Maude Kearns, they offer artists who have lost loved ones during the year to set up altars. And the artists bring all kinds of paraphernalia and objects which are related to the life of their loved one.
Right.
And they also incorporate traditional features such as marigolds, which are the flower of the dead. And that is the first thing you smell when you come into the gallery space, is the smell of marigolds is everywhere.
Right.
And that's the smell that carries the spirit from the land of the living to the land of the dead.
Well, there are seven altars distributed throughout the space. But then there's the more traditional paintings. There's fiber. There's photography.
Oh, there's
all kinds of things in there. So it's not just altars. And I must say that I didn't grow up near this culture. I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska. Not a lot of stuff going on up there regarding this. And to me, the whole thing was kind of just creepy. And because of this city, years ago, I went over and saw this, and I've been visiting this show ever since that time. And it's getting much more familiar now. I'm enjoying it. I talked to an artist that's actually in the show, and I said, oh, it used to be kind of creepy for me. And she says, oh, yeah, I'm from New Orleans. We used to say we carried the dead around with us. You know, it's just part of her.
That's a similar culture.
Right.
I come from Wenatchee, Washington, and right from the 50s. I had friends who are migrant workers, and Day of the Dead has always been part of my life and celebration.
Yeah.
And if you come to my house right now, you'll see a big altar space set up in my window.
Yeah.
My favorite standalone altar was by Alison Voss. And she did a altar to her departed husband. He's very famous. His name is Gil Voss. He's a botanist. And so the smell of dried roses is around there. There's lots of details that are a testament to Gil's passion for collecting. There's these big, bright Weechel hangings, hand-woven baskets, real human skulls, photos of Gil at all ages, lots of tiny touches, and yet the whole thing pulls together into an assemblage art.
Yes, that one is one of them that's up on the stage there. One that I spend some time looking at are by Thalia Laren, and they're small mixed media boxes, and they're in some of them are in the Altoid boxes, the little mint boxes, and she's decorated them. They're open, and there's little skulls, little paintings, all kinds of stuff in this tiny little space, and there's several of them, so there's a lot of fun there to look and see what you can find.
Now, there's something similar on a larger scale, about 2 feet by 1 foot, which is a luggage box that's open up. It's by Carol Arian.
Yes.
It's titled Devotion to Frida, referring to the Mexican artist Frida Kahlo, who's become the patron saint, really, of the Day of the Dead celebration. And she has opened it up and made a closet of Frida's clothes. Little hangers have paper replicas of all her famous outfits, and their little mirrors and skeletons and a parrot and a coyote with boots. The whole effect is very charming.
That was one of my favorites, too, out of all the altars. And this one is pretty compact compared to some of the others, but I enjoyed looking at that one. And you're right. Frida appears many times here. There's another wonderful painting by Ania Khan. It's a colorful painting. At first, you think it's just a life, very naturalistic painting of Frida. But then upon closer inspection, you see that you can actually see some of the features of the skull showing through. And it's like, oh, yeah.
It's that thin veil between the living and the dead.
Right.
Not that she's living. She is dead.
But she is dead. But
Robin Beckler Cushman made little handmade accordion books, beautiful, exquisite little books. They were fastened with a bone, and when you open them, they have dancing skeletons printed in them.
And then clear around the back, there's like a clothesline and all kinds of, they look like Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. They look like glass balls. But then when you look closer, they are indeed decorations and hangings, but they're little funny little devils with wings, only they're not scary. They're funny. And there are hearts with sequins and wings and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I actually brought one home and I connected with this one.
There are traditional icons that go with Day of the Dead. Frida is one. The little heart with wings is another. Mm-hmm. The calaveras image of the skeleton is everywhere, including Mariachi in Flames, which is a digital print with a skeleton.
This show is the 19th annual at Maud Kearns Art Center. It's the Day of the Dead. It runs through November 2. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.